Hey there, this is Dana Mills from the great state of Kansas. From the heart of rural America, coast to coast, and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Hey, welcome back to episode QA003. Yes, our third episode here of the Street Smart Wealth Question and Answer podcast, and I hope you're finding some value here. Hey, did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass, my coaching program for teaching those in network marketing and direct sales how to take your business online, is now open? You can find out more at socialmediabackstagepass.com. All right, so today's question is a great one. Do I lead with the product or the opportunity, especially building online with a blog? Let's listen in to my friend from India with his question.
Hello, this is Aditya Sawadekar. And Jackie, I would like to ask you as to, I've been struggling network marketer for the last 2 years. In fact, I started, I attended a network marketing seminar in 2010, you know, and I'm from India. And it's like, I really don't know from where to start. I really follow Tim Sales a lot. And that is from his side I came to know about you. Specifically about your meetup product, and through that to your website here. So what I would really like to ask you is that should we first focus on selling the product or selling the business? As in, if I'm going online to build or generate leads, should I first blog about my products, how great the products are, and everything about that? For example, it's like I'm in the business of aloe vera. Should I first research about aloe vera and then put up some content online, or should I do it or should I just sell my business first? That is my question.
Well, that is a great question, and it's a timeless question. It's one that I've heard over and over again, and it's an argument that's gone back and forth with network marketers probably since the beginning of time. Well, this is my answer to it. Begin, first of all, with the end in mind. What is your most wanted response, both offline and online? Lead with the product. Typically, you get customers first. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can build an amazing team with customers who become so excited that they with their results that then they want to go out and market and become distributors. And they usually have a very powerful story, a very compelling story, and can build huge teams. Or lead with the opportunity, and in that case, you attract those who are looking for a business. Well, first, let's cover that question in the offline world, and then we'll move online. Offline, you know, it's best to lead with common sense and where you are with the prospect. And what I mean by that is, what's your relationship to them? What do you know about them? I mean, it's we don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. People are in all different stages and phases, and we know different things about them. Are they people who have been interested in network marketing? Are they people who've tried every fad thing that's come along? And, you know, just there's just so many things to look at in terms of that. So you have to think about how you're going to lead offline based on common sense. When you're making your list, you take each person individually and you decide how you want to lead. And again, what is your most wanted response? Let's take weight loss. I'm going to start with that. And I kind of started to lead into that when I said, is it someone who's done every fad? And what I wanted to say was every fad diet that's come along, a person like that, you might feel inclined to lead with the product and not have any issue with it. So starting with weight loss, that's a high demand market for sure. But it's also touchy depending on how you're approaching it. And like I said, if it's someone you know who's, you know, done every fad diet or whatever, maybe not so touchy. But if you're not really sure how they feel about their weight and you can look at them clearly and see that they need to lose a few pounds, how do you wade into that territory? So it can be very, very interesting. You know, hey, would you be interested in losing 15 pounds in 10 days? You'll get some interest. There's no doubt about that. And you might also offend some people, especially women. You know, we can be sensitive to that. So you just have to be careful. You have to know your prospect really well. But I want to put a, paint a scenario for you offline, something that you can consider. And this really lends itself to target marketing, which we do online. Let's say that you wanted to target brides who want to lose weight before their wedding. You think there's a lot of that out there? I'm guessing there is. So what if you set up a booth at a bridal show and led with the product? Be your ideal weight and time for your wedding. You might interest the bride, her attendants, the mother of the bride, the mother of the groom, and more people who are involved and interested from that particular scenario. And then what if you took it a step further and mentioned if she became interested and, you know, signed up to use the product and started having some good results, what if you took it a step further and said, hey, you know, since you're having such great results and you've got a lot of interested people here, you might want to consider becoming a distributor and market these great products to your bridal party and other friends and make enough money to pay cash for your honeymoon. How would you feel about that? Okay, so there's a scenario for you. I can't tell you how many people I personally have met in network marketing and party plan who joined a company to make enough for the honeymoon. I've met them at shows, at networking events that I've attended, and all over. And they are highly motivated because they have a big why. And remember, it always comes back to the why as to whether or not people are going to get into action and take action. You know, if you were doing weight loss again, you could wear a t-shirt to the gym or anywhere and just see what happens, leading with the product. Web decals on cars and vehicles and so on. There's a lot that you could do in that particular arena, leading with the product. And then, of course, from there, you could certainly convert people with good results to happy distributors who can show their story just by walking in a room, share their story just by walking in a room, and certainly might be motivated to, you know, make their list, call people, and get super excited about the potential of the business based on their own results. Now let's talk online. Well, we know that over 3 million people a day go online looking for a business. The question is, can they find you? How many people go online looking for your product? I don't know, but in certain product lines, again, like weight loss, it's in high demand, but it's also highly competitive. But what if you were to take the same approach that I just shared about offline? What if you targeted groups, pages, and areas in social media for brides specifically? What if you created YouTube videos and took the same approach, leading with the product and back ending it with make money for your honeymoon? See, you never run out of prospects because people get engaged and married every day, lots of them all around the globe, right? Am I right? I think you know I am. The same is true for leading with the business. You just have to research the target areas online. I mean, think of devout followers of Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that whole series. These are prime people for network marketing because he nonchalantly endorses network marketing along with many other methods for creating multiple streams of income and, you know, getting out of the employee quadrant. Real estate investors can be the same way. Now, in this specific question, you mentioned the blog, and that's a great place to write articles and blog posts that target keywords and then take those posts and market them on social media. I always say, don't wait for Google to find you. Get out there and market that yourself. Market that good, basically generic content that has a place to lead them back to your product, back to your opportunity, but you get out there and spread the word. And also determine, what are you best suited to communicate on? Okay, both in status updates and out on social media, as well as blog posts and what you write. So it's an ongoing question, what to lead with. Everyone has an opinion and there's not a right or wrong. But I know top income earners from both sides. I know top income earners who have hit that rank leading with the product, finding really super happy product stories and testimonials and converting them to distributors who get into massive action because they have a big why and they have a big story. And I've met those who lead purely with the opportunity who've done the same thing. So again, there's not a right or wrong. It's really more about you, your passion, and your tenacity. Good luck. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check.